This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And we are back at you on this wonderful spring Thursday with a new episode. And in this week's episode, we're going to be doing a cultural trend forecast for this year. Not the typical like trends that you would see on TikTok or the internet in general or whatever. We'll explain more once we get into the, you know, that portion of the episode. But for now, what have you been up to this week?
We did some pop-ups, right?
Yeah.
We had one day, I think it was Saturday, right? We got a ton of stuff. Like, the value of everything was way more than I expected it to be for a pop-up situation. And you really just had to show up and wait in line. And most of them didn't have that bad of a line.
Yeah, it was fun, honestly, and it was really worth it, because some of these pop-ups, they just, you know, won't be worth your time or effort to, like, stand in line for, you know, whatever it is that you get. But this one, I mean, I got so many, like, makeup and skincare samples. Like, the total value was literally, like, $600.
Yeah, it was really, I think, worth it. Some of the pop-ups we've been to before that were not, I don't think they were worth it, so.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun, though. We also got some free ice cream. It was 420, and so we got some free edibles. I personally do not do all of that.
Yeah, we just saved them for whatever, a friend comes over, anything like that.
Yeah, but we got those for free, so if we were into... Can I say weed?
I guess so, yeah.
If we were into that, that would have been cool. But either way, it was just a day full of free stuff, and it was cool. We got a lot out of it.
So. Yeah, we're never going to turn down free anything, even if it's drugs. So,
well,
yeah. Unless it's like bad drugs.
I don't know.
Anyway. Alcohol, weed, we'll take free stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from that, we haven't been doing too much else. We did go to Central Park because there's this fountain, the Bethesda Fountain. And we've been to it several times because it's pretty, but we've never seen it on and running. So that was cool.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that we have not seen it running, but it does make it somehow prettier when it's running. And there was tons of people there to see it, too.
Yeah, and it was a really cloudy day, so I'm excited to go back there, you know, on another day when it's sunny and take some pictures and have fun.
Me too.
Yeah, but other than that, we've really just been working on this podcast. We're trying to get a website up. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, websites are, they're way harder to make, even with like the pre-build yourself ones, you know. It's you still have to kind of figure out where everything's going to go on the website and it look, you know, professional and nice and clean. It's real easy for a website to appear kind of messy and you don't really know where things are, and then also just the functionality of parts of the website, it's all kind of, it's more difficult than I expected. But you're good with the design portion, and I think I'm doing more the layout portion, but you're gonna have your say after all that to make it more, put your touch on it. So
yeah, very specific vision for our like brand, I guess. And I feel like a lot of it stems from Clouds by Claire, which is my old vape Instagram, if anyone was around for that. That was like my first, I don't want to say business venture, but like kind of. And I had a lot of fun with that. So the clouds have just been a recurring theme.
Yeah, you got a sponsorship for that, so I would call it a business.
Yeah, I did get sponsored, which was so crazy. I don't know. Comment on the YouTube or just put a little thing in the question box on Spotify if you think I should bring Clouds by Claire back.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah. I don't know if I really want to encourage vaping, though, anymore. Anyway, so much talk about drugs and smoking so far in this episode.
Yeah, we're off to a great start.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if we've really done anything else. I think it's really just been like working on this podcast. We're trying to do a little bit more research for our episodes, and you know, have a prepared outline so it hopefully flows a little better, since like we've said many times, and I think it's pretty obvious that we're still very new at this, and it's so much more difficult than you would think. So we're just trying to do everything we can to make it go as seamless as possible.
Yeah, and we're also getting like new equipment to film different things, like for other social medias and stuff like that. And we're really just trying to do everything possible to build the podcast. And there's a lot to it, but it's fun. And I think we're making a lot of progress.
Yeah, we've been working hard on it and, you know, doing whatever we can do to improve.
Oh, and we did a trailer as well.
Yeah, we did do a little trailer. It's fun. It's like a minute. Actually, I think it's like 30 seconds long. But if you want to send it to your friends who want to know a little bit what our podcast is about, then I don't know. It's a good way to just get the gist of what we talk about every week.
And funny story, it was fun recording it. It was kind of awkward because we had a little script, and I don't think either of us have really done that. And so it was kind of fun to do that. It took a couple takes. But once we uploaded it, well, we accidentally selected the wrong audio file. So for maybe a minute or two, the wrong audio was up for the trailer. And it was, I don't know if anyone even heard it, but if you did, let us know. But we quickly fixed that.
Yeah, if you heard it, you got the uncut version of the trailer without all of the cuts and perfecting of it. So
yeah, it was basically just misreading and then a bunch of laughing. So
but yeah,
it was not very professional sounding at all.
Yeah, you didn't miss much if you didn't hear it, but if you did, hopefully you got a good laugh. Also, I apologize if I'm a little low energy today. I did just have my first therapy call in like 3 months, so I did just talk for a full hour. Now I'm talking again for another hour, and it's a lot of conversation, so I'm trying to muster up the energy to be excited. Not that I'm not excited, but like to bring the energy for this episode. So bear with me.
Yeah, I think we're getting used to talking this much, like especially on demand, because it's not, we still haven't found the exact like our comfortable talking like defaults for the podcast, but it still feels kind of like we have to get into character a little bit. So we're working on that, and hopefully we get to a point where we have a balance of like our natural selves and like energy and character for the podcast. So
yeah, I feel like my natural self, just like more amplified, is how I need to be, like more energetic. And sometimes it can be hard to like channel that energy.
Yeah, you almost have like your, I call it your phone voice whenever you're on the podcast, but you're just like a lot more like theatrical almost.
And this is not my phone voice though. I don't even I would be ashamed if I talked in that voice the whole time.
It's almost like an automated kind of thing. It's funny, but
yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Okay, well, I feel like we're just rambling at this point, so I guess we can get into what this episode is really about. So when a lot of people think of trends, I feel like a lot of people just think of like fashion trends and things surrounding that. This episode is not going to be like, you know, the best sandals for summer. Like it's not going to be that type of trend really. It's more so just the trends of like everything encompassing life. Like we're going to talk about, you know, trends with food and people's living situations. And
yeah, I feel like we I don't know. It's just stuff that we've experienced or that we've seen or noticed as far as how people are changing, like culture and the ways people do things. And like even the ideas and the ways people think changing. So we did a little research. Claire did a little research to kind of back some of this up. Some of it still could end up being opinion and we just feel that way or think we see that. But if you agree or disagree, just let us know. But yeah, this is just kind of how we see things with a little bit of evidence to back it up.
Yeah, I do have some statistics, but a lot of it is just like what, yeah, like you said, like what we've seen the world kind of like trending to or towards recently. Yeah, this doesn't speak for everyone, obviously, but I think just as a whole, like we're seeing a lot of these trends. Trends be trending. Yeah. Okay, but with that being said, it would not be a trend forecast episode without talking about fashion at least a little bit. Like I said, this is not going to be like the best summer sandals type of thing, but I think the new trend for fashion is not following other people's trends, because you see, hopefully I don't reference TikTok 50 million times this episode, but you do see a ton of TikToks of people talking about like the mob wife aesthetic or clean girl aesthetic or whatever. And I think people are just getting sick of it and they just want to be themselves and wear what they want and don't want to feel like so confined to whatever aesthetic is, you know, trendy in this moment. And so I think we're going to see a lot of people just moving away from like putting themselves in that box and just a return to like dressing how you want and what makes you feel good and comfortable and kind of dropping the opinions of what other people think and just doing you when it comes to your fashion sense.
I don't have much to say on fashion, but from like my perspective on this, typically fashion trends cost people a lot of money, even if they're like cheaper trends. And just from my own personality, I don't like to spend tons of money on clothes, so I've always avoided the trends of anything because they tend to just be expensive and what you're getting for the money you pay is typically not worth it. And because it is a trend, they fall out pretty quickly and you kind of end up just stuck with clothes you're not going to wear, you don't want to wear, and you lost the money that you could have used for something more important. So
yeah, and it just ends up in like a trash bin or something, you know. It's just not, it's not sustainable. It's not affordable. It's not, I don't know. I think people are just sick of living that way and they're sick of the overconsumption, which we are going to talk about a little bit more later in the episode. But yeah, I don't know. I think people are going to be like shopping from their own closet more and trying to like renew clothes that they had in the past and wear them in a new way. Also thrifting, I think, is going to be a bigger trend. There's always like the people that thrift, but yeah, like you said, like it's hard out here and things are expensive. So I think thrifting is going to be a big thing that people kind of return to. And also making your own clothes. I've seen a lot of videos, and maybe that's just because it's something I kind of want to do, but of people making their own clothes out of things. And so I think that's more of a hope of a trend that I see, like for people to start creating clothes on their own and stop shopping from like fast fashion places like Shein or whatever and all that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I really hope that we move towards quality over quantity, and then even quality over designer. That's how I think about it, because a lot of designer brands, like, it's all name only, and the things don't last very long, and there's so much money, and I really think that quality, like clothes that are going to last you a while, they're going to fit you for a while, they're going to be nice for a while, they're not going to get tattered and fall apart on you. I think that's a big deal, because we do live in a very wasteful society. You know, we don't, everything is just like almost one use in a way, like even clothing nowadays sometimes.
Yeah, and it doesn't even matter like what the brand is, like as long as you're buying something that is a quality item, like it's a quality item.
And if you like it, if it's quality and you like it and you feel like the price is justified, I mean, I think that's what's important with clothing or anything like that.
Yeah, and then it's not just defined or you're not just doing it because somebody on Instagram or TikTok told you that it.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar. Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the new cool thing to do, because that's not cool. Like, what's cool is being your own person and not giving in to these trends like that.
Yeah, and ultimately it's like, it's a people-pleasing type of thing where you're just doing it to fit in, and you're trying to gain some kind of self-value from it, and I don't think that's a good place to place your value. I think you should do it for yourself and feel good with what you like, and I think that's more important than fitting in with the trend and buying stuff because you want to look cool or whatever. So,
yeah. Going along with the fashion one, so I have in my notes like internet usage / influencer culture. So, like we were talking about with the overconsumption, like I think people are just sick of the overconsumption and like the content that these influencers put out being so unrelatable. Because not everyone can afford like a $700 tank top, you know? And I think people are just kind of like sick of seeing that just because of the world that we live in, where people don't, for the most part, have tons of money just to throw away on these items that are like being promoted. So I think the new trend here is like de-influencing. Like, I've seen people make videos of saying products that like you shouldn't buy because it's not worth your money, or, you know, it's just been overhyped and there's no real like value in it. So I feel like that's the new trend the internet is leaning towards, like just less consumption instead of constantly promoting overconsumption all the time.
Yeah. And that kind of goes to like the quality over quantity thing. Like, we burn through these trends so fast, and anything. And I think, like, the American way seems to be recently overindulgence of, like, everything. And so I think returning and just kind of doing less and saying less is more, I think that definitely will be a way that people start acting soon. Because we go through cycles of everything, and I think we're just burnt out on this craziness with, like, so many different things coming out all the time. And you just can't even keep up with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are just sick of it, and it's time to kind of chill out a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's a big theme, like throughout all of these trends that we're going to talk about, is just less of the overindulgence and overconsumption.
Get out of the matrix.
Yeah. But, okay, so going along with that, it's no longer appealing to most people. I mean, I could be so wrong about this, but just from my own opinion and things that I've seen and people I've talked to or whatever, like, it's not appealing anymore to consume the content of an unattainable lifestyle that like a seemingly normal person has. So I'm not talking about like Kim Kardashian or Oprah or like super high profile celebrities, because I still think there is a draw to like, you know, watch their life unfold because it really is so unattainable, like, for most people. But for someone that is just a normal person but makes a lot of money like making videos online, I think people are sick of seeing them promote almost the same type of Kim Kardashian content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's almost like copy and paste of like the biggest version of that like person they're trying to be, you know? And it's kind of just like the people aren't themselves online a lot of times. And so it's just like they're all trying to emulate whoever's at the top of this, I don't know, the spotlight, you know?
Yeah, and I just think people are sick of it, and so they're losing not completely losing their platforms, but I do think they kind of are, because people just aren't interested in it anymore.
Well, and also I think, like, if you strip away, like, the, like, just the face of it, and you look at what it's doing, like, these people constantly going after that image, like, it just creates a culture for the people that watch and take in that content. Like, it's just constantly like, hey, buy this, do this, act like this to get here. And it's just like, there's a lot of really important stuff in the world. And like, even just in our daily lives, like, that stuff, it just takes you out of it. And it, I think it distracts you from being able to really make the most out of your own life. And I think it's just, it's too much at this point. Like, there's so many influencers on YouTube, online, anywhere. And it's, I think it's just oversaturated, and it's becoming too much to handle and too much to think about, like, how are you going to be close to that or keep trying to become that, you know? Like, everyone can't be that.
Yeah, and I hope that people start to trend away from, like, internet usage in general, at least, like, social media usage, because we are, myself included, like, so addicted to our phones or technology, and it really does, like, take you out of the present moment all the time. And that's not a good way to live. Like, we shouldn't just be submerged into, like, a virtual reality all the time, which is basically what we're doing with our phones and social media.
Yeah, like, the last couple of weeks, really last couple months, I've noticed, like, whenever we're, like, if we're doing stuff and then all of a sudden we're done doing stuff and there's, like, a break where we can do whatever, I'll, like, almost immediately grab my phone and pull up YouTube and watch, like, YouTube shorts or a YouTube video, or, like, start going on the internet trying to search something or whatever. And, like, it just, it takes you out of it, and you're, like, you just find that you, like, automatically do it. Like, you don't even think about it. You just immediately open up an app or whatever, and you're just, you know, distracting yourself. And it feels weird if you catch yourself and you try to not do it, and you're, like, you feel, like, that urge of, like, oh, I kind of do want to watch those videos right now. But if you, I don't know, kind of, like, center yourself and just look around and kind of try to be in the moment, if you do it enough, like, you kind of, I don't know, I feel a lot more, like, peaceful and less anxious, because I'm not thinking about the image, or not the image, the videos you're watching, like, on YouTube or whatever. And, like, on the shorts or TikTok, like, where you're scrolling through a bunch at one time, it's just, like, it's like a casino of videos where, like, you're just getting that hit of dopamine from, like, a fun video or a funny one or something interesting. And, like, you'll just keep going. Like, you'll go through, like, 50 boring videos, and then you'll hit that really cool one that you like. And then once it's done, you're like, okay, I don't want to watch anymore. But, like, something in your brain is, like, find one more video, you know, find one more video to, like, see that's interesting. And I don't know, it just, like, sucks you out of reality immediately. And I think that's how they're designed. So I think to break out of that is really helpful to us as people.
Yeah, I mean, TikTok may get banned, I guess, so this may not even be relevant, really. But,
well, like, every social media is creating, like, some form of TikTok on their platform.
Yeah,
now, so it's not going to go away completely, like, the that structure of social media, but it's addicting.
Yeah, and a fun experiment is to delete your Instagram or whatever your social media of choice is, and then see how many times you reach for your phone and go to that app that's not there, because it's actually terrifying.
Yeah. And I think it's crazier too. Like my phone's really, yours is very organized, but mine's very messy. But, like, I know where the app is in all that mess. Like, so I can immediately just swipe over to it and click it. But, like, if it's not there, you just kind of find yourself still going to that spot. It's like muscle memory, which is, I think that's a terrible thing, to have muscle memory for your favorite app on your cell phone, like, when there's a whole world out here to experience.
Yeah, it's really not great. And, like, all y'all should take a look at your screen time and make it lower.
That's the worst one, is when they hit you with that, like, weekly progress report or whatever. It's like, how many hours a day are you spending on your phone? It's mind-blowing, like, how many hours you can spend on your phone. It's almost as, like, many hours as you're awake for the day, each day.
Yeah, we have a friend, I will not call her out here on this podcast, but we were in an Uber and we were talking about our screen time, and she pulled up her screen time and it was like 13 hours, right?
Yeah, it was something like that.
It was something insane. So I don't know if y'all are feeling bad about your screen time, like, you're not the only ones out there, but it is something to be mindful of, because no one should be on their phone for 13 hours a day. Like, we need to get back into the real world here.
And, like, I don't even think this is specific to our age group or the younger age groups. Like, older people are scrolling Facebook all day long, too. Like, it's, everyone is doing it. It's not just young people anymore. It's taken over everyone's brains, honestly.
Yeah. So I hope that we start to trend away from that. But at the same time, like, people are on social media so much that I feel like they're feeling so connected to their favorite influencer or, you know, whoever it is that they follow online, that these, like, parasocial relationships have gotten really out of hand. And it feels like your real friends are these people on the internet who make videos who don't even know who you are. And that's scary.
So, like, I didn't really know about this, honestly. Like, when you told me at first, I just kind of was like, okay, so that's just, like, psychopaths, you know? Like, that just...
No, I feel like it's...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I, like, thought of. And then it's like, no, we're integrated so much with, like, the internet, social medias, like, these personalities you're taking in all the time that... Your brain is not, like, distinguishing between reality and, like, virtual interactions, if that makes sense. So, like, yeah, you literally are thinking, like, this person, like, I know this person so well, like, they must know me. Like, there's, I just think there's, like, that natural, like, give and take in relationships. So whenever you're taking in so much, you just assume, like, oh, this is my friend, you know?
Yeah, which I don't even think it's that, like, abnormal. I mean, it's not, like, a normal thing that people should feel, but I don't think... you are an abnormal person if you're, like, feeling that way or whatever, because you do know so much about this person's life. Like, I have so many podcasts that I listen to all the time, and I feel like I know everything about their life, and it feels as though, like, you are friends with them, but, like, you gotta, like, really zoom out and understand that they have no idea who you are, and they are not your friends, and people are just getting, like, a little too wrapped up in thinking that these people on the internet are truly their real life friends, when that's just not the case. Like, we need to have our friends in the real world.
Also, another part of that is, like, it's hard to separate, like, with podcasts specifically. If you listen to a lot of podcasts, like, especially the same person, or group, it seems like it's almost hard for us to separate our own thoughts from their thoughts, and you just purely become a microphone for what you're hearing on these podcasts. And some of the information might be good, but I don't know. We're going to see people struggling to be free thinkers in a way, because they're just relying on talking people on the internet to just give them their thoughts and their information, when really we should be seeking out our own information about things that happen or things that exist, and then making up our own thoughts and, you know, just resolutions on things that we think is what is going on.
Yeah, which I struggle with that even with our podcast, because, like, I do consume a lot of podcasts, and so it's hard not to be, I don't know the word, like, influenced, I guess, to say.
I think you're just, like, you're vocabulary becomes, like, what you're taking in so much. It's like what you know, what you take in you become, or whatever that saying is. Like, if you consume that much of that stuff, like, that's going to be the channel your brain's on. So, like, of course you're going to be saying a lot of the same stuff, you know? So it's like you almost have to change the channel to your own private channel, where you start figuring out, you know, your own thoughts. And it's not bad to take in podcasts or information.
Yeah, please stay, like, listening to ours.
Yeah, no, it's just, we're just saying, like, I think it's, again, overconsumption, and it's almost like a laziness in a way, because it's taking away your need to do something, and you can just easily digest what's already been done and is given to you. And so I think it's important, and I think we'll see a lot of trends moving towards people just, again, becoming more individualistic and kind of unplugging from the internet, unplugging from these huge structures where we have so many conveniences in the world now. You don't have to work very much to get what you need. I think you're just going to see people want to take the harder route, the more human route, and I don't know, just chill out a little bit and get away from all this stuff, because it's almost too much. Like, every single thing in the world is becoming, I was like, taking over our ability to just live our lives.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's the trend that we see.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar. Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I don't know. I just think that I think people just want to take back their sanity and not feel like they want to feel like they're able to do things for themselves. You know, like you don't want to just feel like you have to rely on like some automated thing in the world that does everything for you. And if it goes away, you're not able to take care of yourself. I think people just want to have their own they want to be responsible and be self-sufficient.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
That choking, like, messed me up.
Yeah, it made me, like, completely lose everything I was about to say. So, let's move on from that section. And let's talk about traditional jobs now. Traditional jobs. Let's see here. So, a lot of people are tired of working for the man with no room to grow. Like, no room to kind of make something your own. Which I think kind of ties into what you were just talking about. You should talk about it while I fix my mic.
Yeah, so just simply put, like, everything feels so structured and automated, and it feels like you have no avenue to do things in the world, like, in your own way and for yourself. And so I think people are going to be searching for that.
Yeah, yeah, because people, like, us included, they want, not everyone, but, you know, I think a large portion of people, like, want a sense of ownership and security that you can only really have by creating and generating your own income, but also, like, breaking free from the corporate structure. Because, I don't know, with the way things have been going in the corporate world recently, not that I'm in that, so I really shouldn't even be speaking on it, but I feel like a lot of people are, you know, scared of getting laid off, or like they just kind of live in fear of, you know, losing that security in their job. So I think a lot of people are wanting like a new type of security that comes from kind of creating your own thing.
Yeah. Which,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that there have been a fair amount of like mass layoffs with big corporations recently. And this, I always think of this thing, like, there's a while ago, there was this clip of Jim Carrey talking about how right before, like, when he was wanting to become an actor, he just was thinking about his dad and how his dad wanted to be I think it was a comedian or like a magician or something like that. And he gave all that away to work a steady job that would support the family. And he ended up being laid off at like a later time and was unable to do what he wanted to do originally because he kind of lost time from doing this job for so long. And he pointed out that, you know, a lot of people don't do what they really want to do because of fear of failure. And he pointed out that no matter if you go the untraditional route or the traditional route, it could all not work out anyways. So why not do what you really want to do? And I think people are really waking up to that if you're scared of failure, it doesn't matter which decision you make. There's going to be failure of some sort, and it could happen. The catastrophic failure could happen no matter what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people, like, even if it doesn't mean, you know, completely leaving your corporate job or whatever, are still starting to do like these little side businesses that they like, it's something they're actually passionate about. Yeah, so not even in a, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, people are starting to not put all of their eggs in one basket, I guess, and like just embarking on different like side quests to be able to generate income, but also do something that has some passion in it.
And if you think about, like, before all these huge corporations existed, that's how people did things anyways. They just did the thing that they were closest to and most interested in and thought they could do. And they started small and they, you know, made a life for themselves doing the thing that they were interested in. And that doesn't mean people didn't do things they didn't want to do, but people were more inclined to take a chance and create their own job rather than just rely on the current structures that are, you know, they're proven, like, that this works for, you know, however long it's survived, the corporation, that is. But I think people are just, again, like, it's just we're exhausted by this. Like, we're trying to ensure, like, that the future looks a certain way all the time, and we're trying to look for the next thing we can hold on to for security, but I don't think that really exists. I think it's an illusion, and I think people are really noticing that you might as well just do what you want to do and that you actually are passionate about and care about. Also, this is kind of a side tangent, but, like, it seems like in the corporate world and in most jobs that everyone is kind of lying about how excited or happy they are about their job because, like, I don't know, you want the people who are your managers or the owners of the business to think that you want to be there. It's like you're almost scared into talking a certain way about your job. And I think that that's like another level or layer, like a mask you have to put on all the time when you're at a job that you already probably don't fully like. And so it's just like, I just think people were not getting what fulfilled them out of those jobs. I think it was just a means to make money. And again, as we've talked about before, if all you care about is money, things do not, it doesn't fulfill you like you think it will.
Yeah. At the end of the day, though, like, you got to have money.
Yeah.
Not an exorbitant amount, but you got to make money to survive. And I think at the very least, people are just starting to add things onto their traditional jobs, which I think is good. I think it's a really good trend. And
I think people are inspired by the internet and seeing so many people make money doing very untraditional things through the internet because of how connected you are to other people across the world and seeing different ways of doing things. I think you're just going to see a lot more creativity in the world, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the good side of the internet. There's also the other side where, I don't know, we don't even have time to get into the whole, like, negatives of the internet any more than we already have today. But
yeah, go back and listen to our other podcast. You'll hear plenty about that.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more in upcoming episodes. We are already, like, pretty far into this episode, though, and we kind of have a lot more to talk about. So these next few, I'm just going to kind of, like, speed through.
Yeah, I won't go too, and I'll just glaze over it.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the, like, food trend. Not really a food trend in particular, just, like, well, y'all just listen, and I'll tell you about it, okay?
So, y'all just listen.
So, I think, like, we as a society, oh my gosh. No, I'm, like, can't talk. You're choking. Okay, so I think we as a society are moving towards cooking our own food, and even growing our own food. There has been a huge increase in gardening. Let me give y'all a quick statistic. So, gardening sales are expected to increase by $127 billion this year, 2024. And more than 38% of United States households plan on gardening more this year than last. The source was Rally Realty Homes. So, I don't know if that's just a realtor trying to get people to buy a house with a yard big enough for a garden, or if that's a real statistic. But I did look at several different websites, and what the increase in gardeners this year is a little bit unsure or
I just don't even know how they would track that, first of all.
Yeah, well, gardening supplies. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we personally, when we had the house, we're trying to garden a lot more. And so, yeah. I mean, I could see that, definitely.
Yeah, and gardening is an expensive hobby, but if you, you know, do it right and your plants actually grow, like, you can it can pay for itself over time. Like, if you're actually eating that, you know, the things that you produce, and so you don't have to buy them anymore at a grocery store. But it definitely is like a costly investment up front. But I still think that people are like leaning into gardening more as a hobby, because a lot of people don't trust our food supply, for one. Like, the fact that there's lead in Lunchables, the amount of Lunchables I've eaten in my life, like, I might as well be made of lead, because that's so crazy. But for those of you who like the conspiracy theory episode, this is just more, it's not even really a conspiracy, it's just, it is what it is. Like, there's several articles about the lead in Lunchables that you can find online from very, like, reputable sources. Also, the microplastics in the food. I don't have a specific article or source to back this up, but I have heard from many different sources that there's just, like, tons of microplastics in our food.
The one that gets me is, even if you want to be healthier and go get vegetables from the store, you're still going to be dealing with, like, these weird coatings that they spray all over every single vegetable to keep it fresher longer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell because, I don't know, an article came out that was like, oh, Bill Gates or whoever was, like, coming up with this new spray to treat tomatoes with. And literally within, like, that week when we were at the supermarket, every tomato was all of a sudden, it looked like they had, like, hand polished these tomatoes. Yeah. They were so shiny. And so it was just weird. It looked like they waxed them and polished them. I was like, I don't want to eat these. Like, even if you wash it off, like, that stuff had to have gotten into that tomato, you know?
Which supposedly it's completely safe. Like, if you look on the website and read, you know, what they have to say about it, it's completely safe. But
that's where the... I absolutely do not believe that.
Yeah, that's where the conspiracy comes in. You got to really think about that and, you know, just make your own decisions. Also, there's been a ton of food recalls recently. Like, the bird flu is a big thing again, and a bunch of cheeses have been recalled, and ground beef just got recalled here in New York. So I think people, maybe it's not everyone, I don't know, maybe I'm just on like a weird side of the internet, but I do feel like a large group of people are starting to not trust our food supply as much and not have as much like just confidence in the fact that, like, you know, you're getting just some normal ground beef. Like, because why would it be anything different? Like, I think people are starting to...
they're questioning everything. Yeah. And it's just... food is something you have to eat every day. Or most, you know, most of us want to eat the food every day. But, like, it's important. And there's so many of us that they have to produce all this food. And, like, it's become so unnatural. And, like, we don't have a ton of local farmers everywhere anymore. So, like... they're doing these mass farming operations and they're treating it with all kinds of chemicals. They're trying to like save the vegetables and the food that they're growing like longer into the supermarkets. And it's just terrible. Like what we're being subjected to on our food that we have to eat, just in the name of trying to feed everyone and be economical about all of it. And it's just not, I don't think it's working. I think we have to return to some kind of trend where people are trying to grow their own food like we're talking about, or like farmers have to become more like smaller farmers that aren't trying to like mass produce these things, and they're wiping out tons of forest and animals just to grow a bunch of carrots or something, you know?
Yeah, which that's why in 2020, 55% of American households participated in gardening. The source is gardenpals.com. Super reputable, I'm sure, but I think a lot of that had to do with COVID and people were, you know, bored in the house.
And we're in the house bored.
Yeah, so they started gardening, but I think people have kind of kept up with that. And I also think gardening, like, it's very, like, grounding. So this doesn't even relate to the food part of it, really. I just think there's a trend in gardening for, like, mental health reasons also, because it feels good to, like, take care of something.
Well, now you say that, like, returning to a normal way of, like, being human or human, whatever we're talking about, it seems like the things or the actions or activities we can do that have the most benefit to our well-being are things that are natural and not so taken, like, far out of reality that we're in the matrix, you know? Like, the closer you are to the earth and being close to the things that, like, the food that you have to eat every day, being able to touch it and grow it and, like, everything like that, the closer you are to that, I feel like the better you're gonna do.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's where, in general, that's where we see all the trends going. If you about any of these trends that we talk about. It's kind of where it's all leading to.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
For us.
Yeah. Also, in within that statistic, though, the 55% that participated in gardening, the website said a lot of that includes cannabis cultivation. So, again, with the weed talk, it's... I don't know. We're talking about a lot today, but... So, I don't know if...
Americans like their weed, apparently, though.
Well, yeah, but so I just, that could be, like, straying the statistic away from people, like, growing tomatoes and, like, gardening for food and, like, homesteading purposes. So, just keep that in mind when you think about the statistics.
Just keep it in mind.
All right. We did not fly through that one, so
they're too interesting. We have to talk about them.
Yeah. All right. Living situation. So I think a lot of people are feeling a draw to move out of large cities, but at the same time they aren't, because we just moved to New York City and currently here there are bidding wars for apartments, which is kind of mind-blowing to think about, like, because like landlords are not even listing rent prices, they're just saying submit me your highest offer and I will either accept or decline to rent an apartment. Like, that's insane. And the apartment inventory in all of the city, there's less than 3% of apartments available. So clearly not everyone's trying to leave the cities.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell because it seems like people are switching places.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people who have been living out in the sticks are trying to move to cities just because they're bored or something. And then people in the cities are so... I think just overwhelmed by all of it that they're trying to get out and be more quiet and calm and live slower lives. And I think we're just seeing a big switch of things.
I think that's really all there is to it, is people are just like needing a change and they're tired of like feeling complacent. So most people are just like doing the opposite of whatever it is they've been doing. And that sometimes comes at a really high price that people like us idiots right here are willing to do to be somewhere that they really love. So the trend is really just like moving to where you want to be and where it's your happiest, where you are at your happiest and where you feel the most fulfilled and inspired. And
I think this one specifically with COVID and people being in the house a lot, like I think it really showed people like what was important as far as where your living goes. And so I think as soon as we were free, I think people were just like, let's go where we want to go, because this place sucks or whatever they're thinking, you know? So yeah. I think that was a big deal.
Yeah. I think that's enough on that. Right. You have anything else to say about that one? No.
Live where you want to live.
Yeah. Okay. Next, let's talk about alcohol and drug usage. Again, such a major theme for today. I don't even know why.
I think we're just uncomfortable because we don't normally talk about that.
Yeah, we really don't even like drink, or I definitely don't do drugs.
We're very clean people.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't.
I think we just eat bad food every once in a while, so that's about it.
Yeah, we have like a chemical-free household, apart from the mold that's probably growing in this apartment. But moving on, there's been a huge influx in like sober curious people. I think people are starting to take their health more seriously and realizing that regardless of the toll alcohol takes on your mental health, it harms your physical health as well. I don't think it's any secret that alcohol like takes a toll on your mental health and well-being. There's a lot of science behind that. I'm not going to go into that today, but feel free to look it up. I think that a lot of people drank a lot during COVID, like when everyone was locked up, and they realized, I don't know, I think people kind of took it a little bit too far and were just drinking like way more than normal. And they realized it wasn't good for them mentally or physically. And so I think there's been a big trend of kind of cutting out alcohol and moving to more like natural alternatives.
Yeah, I don't know. My opinion on all this, like with the drug and alcohol and people all of a sudden wanting to be sober, is like the early 2000s, like up to like 2010s. I think the culture was very like drug friendly, as far as like it would kind of encouraged it. Like it made it look cool and like, oh, you can be successful and like live how you want to live while doing drugs or whatever. I think it was like an overcorrection of like the anti-drug era. And I think that we're kind of coming out of it and we're trying to correct ourselves and find the balance of, you know, it's okay to drink every once in a while or smoke a little weed or whatever, but it's all moderation. It's not one or the other where you can just do it all the time and be okay. Or, you know, if you don't have to do drugs at all, but I think it's just, we either demonize it or we make it where you have to completely avoid it. And I think it kind of, it creates a cycle where it messes with your brain. You think it's either all bad or it's all good. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's just not really where I was going with it, but that's okay.
That's just my opinion on the drugs and alcohol. Like people coming out and being sober all of a sudden is just, I think we really, for a while there in culture, got really, really into it and thought it was going to be totally fine and we were free and whatever. And I think we found ourselves locked into a really not good place. And so people are trying to sober up and figure out, okay, what's a better lifestyle?
I think that's good though, because I have a lot of family that has or does struggle with addiction, and I think the increase in people wanting to, you know, at least stay away from alcohol is good.
Yeah, and being vulnerable, I've dealt with, you know, drug addiction myself, and I've been clean for a long time and I dealt with it, but it, whenever you're in the worst part of it, I just remember when I started as a younger kid, like it just was, people really were like acting like it was the coolest thing ever. And I found some sort of meaning in it. And I think a lot of people did that. And I think people are now seeing that that is not a meaning that you want to have permanently in your life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And if anyone is struggling with addiction, there's definitely places to reach out to. I feel like there's probably a hotline.
Is a hotline, but I mean, what I did was I went to a rehab, but groups, there's all kinds of like Alcoholics Anonymous, Drug Addicts Anonymous. Mm-hmm. There's a group for every single thing. Find some people that have dealt with that and that they're clean and they're doing something that you want to do now, and go to the group, surround yourself with those people and talk about how you're feeling if you're struggling. And I think those are the important things.
Yeah. Yeah. But all in all, I think this is a good trend that people are looking into more natural alternatives to alcohol. Another statistic I found from the Boston Consulting Group said that the non-alcoholic beverage market is expected to grow 7% between 2023 and 2027, which to me, that didn't sound like a lot at first, but it kind of is if you think about it.
Wait, how much was it going to grow?
7%, but in 4 years, so.
Still, that's a big jump.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good jump that needs to happen.
Yeah, like I hear a lot about mocktails now, and they're making all kinds of like mocktail liquors that taste kind of like it, but it's like the flavor profile with no alcohol, and I think that's become really popular.
Yeah.
And I could definitely see people doing that, because like even the liquid death waters, like they're trying to make drinks that are, it's just water, but it looks like you have a tall boy, you know? So it's just like including you, and you kind of, you get that same feeling, but you don't have to get messed up and regret what you did that day or night, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So our last one that we were going to talk about is mental health. This isn't so much of a trend, but I just feel like people are more openly talking about their mental health now than ever before. I think there's still a long way to go, because there definitely is still some, like, stigma around all that, and there probably, hopefully not, but kind of probably always will be. Yeah, but the awareness for like anxiety, depression, OCD, and just all of these diagnoses is being more talked about, which I think is good. I just think it's good that we're talking about these things, and hopefully genuine help is more readily available. And yeah, also all of these trends combine into the mental health thing in one way or another, because people are starting to take their mental health more seriously and realizing that alcohol, you know, like binge drinking every night is not going to get them to a wonderful state of mental health. And also over consuming and all of these things, like it takes a toll on mental health.
Yeah, I think at first, like, I don't know, people didn't fully equate that, like, your actions and the things you do every day are going to affect your mental health. And so I think promoting doing the right things every day, taking the right steps, and people understanding that these affect your mental health, I think that's probably the best direction that our discussion on mental health could go.
Yeah.
That's all I got about that.
Yeah. I just think it's good. I think it should continue to be talked about in a positive and helpful way.
Agreed.
Yeah. And that's about all we have for the trends. Just in summary, to kind of like recap, just like pull it all together, kind of. I think people feel a pull to unplug and return to a more natural way of life, as you were saying earlier. And we all want meaning. And as a whole, we're starting to realize that doesn't come from just like grinding our lives away to get a nice house or a nice car. Like, it comes from genuine connections with genuine people and just real life experiences. And we weren't created to just consume and work our lives away.
Yeah, it's not how it looks, it's how it feels.
Yeah, and I feel there's a pull now more than ever to focus on bettering yourself internally, whether that's, again, your physical health or your mental health, and also to focus less on comparison and keeping up with everyone else around you or what you see on the internet. So
it's just like an endless battle that you're not going to win ever. No one's going to win it because there's always going to be the next thing.
Yeah. But even if people aren't trending in this direction with their actions, I hope they start to, personally.
I think people are seeing that the route we're going down just is not productive anymore or good for us.
Yeah. And I think people want to go in these directions, even if they aren't currently.
Well, because ultimately people want to feel better about themselves and what they're doing. And if everyone's miserable, something's going to change because, I mean, you can only be miserable for so long before you're like, I got to change something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully. All right. I think that's about it for this week's episode. We did get the YouTube video up last week and it looked good, finally. So
it took a long time to upload, though.
Yeah, it took several hours, but it was in 4K, good quality. I should have mentioned this before, but we did get a new little sign, so it covers the ugly part of our wall. So if you're watching on YouTube, you get to enjoy that sign. Or, you know, if you didn't watch this one on YouTube, maybe you can next week. Also, don't forget, we have our first book club episode on May 6th. The book is Super Communicators by Charles Duhigg. Holding it up for you if you're watching the YouTube so you can see it on the video. So read along with us and then we'll have that episode to discuss our thoughts on it. And am I missing anything? Follow us on Instagram at On The Air with Brett and Claire. I think that's it. Just let us know what y'all thought. If you have any episode ideas or things you want us to talk about, send us a DM.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone who's been listening and anyone who's left us comments on what we're doing good, what we're doing bad, all that. We love it.
We appreciate it all, the good and the bad.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well,
thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and we will see you next Thursday.
See ya.
Bye. ¶¶